This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Sumner. Alabama mother Adrian Reed remains jailed on a $1 million bond as the search for Enterprise toddler Genesis Reed continues. A Coffee County judge set the bond Thursday morning via video. Reed's daughter, Genesis, has not been seen by neighbors since January, but Reed claimed she last saw her early Monday morning. Reed said she discovered Genesis missing from bed on February 16th and noticed their front door was open. Reed reported Genesis missing at 3:10 a.m. that morning, according to police. Neighbors reportedly said that prior to January, they saw Genesis many times while out on walks with her mother.
The last time we have seen her, about a month ago, she used to walk up and down the road with this child and everything, and now all of a sudden now the child is missing.
A friend at the Meadowbrook apartment says her daughter hasn't played with Genesis since before Christmas.
I ain't seen the baby since Christmas, but that's my friend, so I would never, you know, go against what she's saying. My biggest concern is getting the baby home.
Another neighbor says he runs into Reed shopping alone on Valentine's Day. When he asks where her daughter is, Adrian replies, "I don't know," and abruptly walks away. On Tuesday, police arrested Reed on a felony charge of providing false information to law enforcement. Specifically, she's accused of fabricating the story involving Genesis missing from her bed and an open door. Law enforcement, with the assistance of the East Alabama Canine Search and Recovery, searched around an apartment complex Wednesday where Reed lives with her daughter at 201 Apache Drive.
During the morning hours, we completed a number of searches of the area in close proximity to the residents here.
The dogs, trained to detect human remains, also searched a nearby wooded area. Enterprise Police Chief Michael Moore said that utilizing search dogs is standard.
We're trying to get a timeline and would appreciate that information. We haven't necessarily stated that Genesis has been missing for 30 days, but that's what we're asking everybody is to provide that information.
Police are now asking anyone who saw Genesis over the past month to come forward while they seek assistance in finding a woman named Mariah, who is possibly connected to the case. Police said the woman is not a suspect at this time, but a person of interest. During a Wednesday news conference, Coffee County District Attorney James Tarbox stated that at this time, Reed is the only known suspect. Quote, "Adrian Reed is the only person who knows where Genesis is." Police are also asking anyone who knows Reed and interacted with her between December 24th to February 16th to contact law enforcement. Under bond conditions, Reed is under GPS monitoring, required to check in daily with police, and undergo drug screening. Reed's rap sheet includes a stabbing attack on her mother, which left a 5-inch cut, among other injuries. Reed later pleaded guilty to a reduced misdemeanor charge. Genesis is described as a light-skinned black female who stands 2 feet 5 inches tall and weighs around 25 pounds. She has black hair and brown eyes. Police said she had on pink Minnie Mouse pajamas at the time of her disappearance. Adrian Reed remains behind bars at the Coffee County Jail. Anyone with information is urged to contact Enterprise Police at 334-347-2222. More crime and justice news after this. Earlier this month, a Michigan man admitted to killing a pregnant 13-year-old girl who vanished in 2024 and was never found. Last Thursday, Jarvis Butts agreed to plead guilty to Naziah Harris's second-degree murder and to 5 separate sexual assault cases. Additional sexual misconduct charges were dropped as part of the plea deal. Harris was last seen at a Detroit bus stop in January 2024. Investigators believe Butts started grooming Harris in June 2022 and murdered her after learning he impregnated her in September 2023. They suspect Harris killed the teen to prevent her from having his baby while he was incarcerated on an unrelated gun charge. Prosecutors claimed they uncovered text messages in which Harris expressed concern about her pregnancy being discovered. Quote, "I don't know what your problem is, but I need you to bring me what I need tonight. It's hard doing all of this gym shit with this baby, and if I don't do them, I'm gonna get an F." Before Harris's presumed slaying, Butts allegedly searched online about abortions, abortion pills, and drinking antifreeze. Text messages suggested Butts told Harris he would pick her up from school on January 9, 2024, the last day she was seen alive. Butts was traced to the Rogue River in Detroit a day after Harris's disappearance. A single shoe belonging to Harris was found at the river. Detroit Police Sergeant Melanie O'Rourke said Harris's school ID card was found in the area where Butts' phone was traced between January 10th and 11th, 2024. Harris's clothes were also discovered in the vicinity, with U.S. Border Patrol agent Wyatt Barnes alleging that a black hoodie had both Harris and Butts' blood on it. Butts, a registered sex offender, was named in at least 5 reports made to Child Protective Services since 2015. A report from 2022 accused Butts of inappropriately touching Harris. None of the reports made to CPS about molestation and sexual abuse were substantiated. In addition to the sexual abuse allegations involving Harris, prosecutors said he assaulted an 8-year-old family member and gave chlamydia to his girlfriend's 4-year-old daughter. Harris's body has not been found despite Butts confessing to dumping her body in the Rogue River. Butts' sentencing is scheduled for March 12th. Anyone with information regarding Harris's whereabouts is asked to call Detroit Police at 313-596-1800. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Sydney Sumner.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.